Hello, thank you for joining me for another Wednesday Bible study as we continue our study of 1 Peter. Today we are going to be in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Now today is July the 24th, 2024, and over the past 2 weeks we have seen quite a tumultuous turn of events, as well as just an unreal news cycle, if you will. But we watched as former President Trump was shot during a rally and attempted assassination on him, and we watched as a person lost their life during that rally. But we also saw how the head of the Secret Service resigned in the midst of an outcry from both sides of Republicans and Democrats for her to step down after the lapse in security during that rally. Also, President Biden has dropped out of the race for president, and now Vice President Harris is the new candidate for president for the Democrats. And so at the same time as we are having this unreal political landscape here in America, Israel still continues in its war against Hamas, which is a righteous war after that terrorist attack back in October of 2023. And of course, we still have war raging between Russia and Ukraine. Civil war continues in Sudan, and there are many different things going on this earth, and things are bad in many ways. But for us, even though it seems that the political landscape here in the United States is just quite volatile, and we're dealing with inflation, it's difficult to afford groceries as well as pay bills. And so many people are hurting with the economy being the way it is. But we can rest assured, of course, that the Lord is for us, and we also need to be mindful that we don't have it as bad here as many Christians do across the world. There are many Christians in countries that it is illegal for them to be followers of Christ, and they can lose their lives for following Christ. And so we want to look at this message today and understand that it's not exclusively related to persecution. It includes persecution, but we're dealing with hardship. And I think we can all agree that we are living in hard times. We are facing hardship. And even if you're not facing a hardship economically, you may be facing hardship with an interpersonal relationship. You may be facing a hardship at work or hardship with children. But whatever the hardship is, we're going to take a look at hardships today as we study 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. So verse 12 says, "Dear friends, don't be surprised when the fiery ordeal comes among you to test you as if something unusual were happening to you." Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the day that you've given us. I thank you for your blessings. I thank you for the ability to record a Bible study and put it on the internet for others to hear. And Lord, I ask that you would guide me as I speak your word, that you would give me the words that we need to hear, and that you would give encouragement to those of us that are in hardship, and even those that may be going into a hardship, that they would remember this message and be encouraged by it as we deal with life and as we deal with the fiery ordeal that comes to us. And so, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you love us and that you want us to be prepared and to know what will happen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as we study this verse, I want to draw your attention to two don'ts that are found in verse 12. Now, I'm connecting the don't with be surprised, as well as to think if something unusual were happening to you. So as we look at this, let's first look at don't be surprised. And so, and after we look at don't be surprised and don't think of something unusual as happening to us, I'll give a third don't at the end of the message. So first of all, don't be surprised. There are several ways of saying this. We could say, don't consider the fire ordeal extraordinary. We can also say, don't be astonished when the fire ordeal comes. Or we could even say, don't consider the fire ordeal unusual. And then rather than describing it as something not to do, as in don't be surprised, we can describe it as something to do. That is, expect the fiery ordeal to come. Consider the fiery ordeal normal. Understand that hardship is a normal part of life. And so after being instructed, don't be surprised, we have the word when. And I think the word when, don't be surprised when, indicates that it is certain that the time of hardship, that the fiery ordeal is going to come. And so we do not have a question of if. The verse does not say, don't be surprised if the fiery ordeal comes. It says when the fiery ordeal comes. Hard times are a certainty. In fact, we find that persecution is a certainty as well. We find that in Matthew 5, 11, and 12. It says, you are blessed when they insult you and persecute you and falsely say every kind of evil against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, because your reward is great in heaven, for that is how they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And then in John 15, 20, it says, remember the word I spoke to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. So if you're a follower of Christ, you have to understand that persecution is the norm. There are people throughout the world that follow Christ that are facing persecution each and every day. You know, we have to remember that the church in America is not the norm in the world. Right now, here in the United States, we are free to worship without fear of jail, torture, or martyrdom. Yet we come in with other things on our minds, or complaints about how things are going or not going. Still, some are able to come, but they don't. People in America may prioritize something else, or they may blame an offense from long ago as the reason why they don't come to church anymore. Yet there are brothers and sisters in Christ gathering in secret with threat of not just death, but jail and torture. You know, death is not the worst thing that can happen. They could be tortured for their faith. And yes, we have hard times here in America, but nothing like Christians facing places like Afghanistan, Sudan, Iran, China, North Korea, and many other countries. Make no mistake, though, persecution of Christians is in North America, and it is coming to the United States on a wide-scale basis. And so we do not need to think it unusual for the fire ordeals to come. Fire ordeals are normal for Christians. In just a moment, I'll explain what fiery ordeals are. For now, though, I want you to understand that persecution is a type of fiery ordeal. So it is normal. What is unusual is the lack of persecution we, as Christians in Goshen, experience today. Not only is persecution normal, but difficulties in life are normal as well. When we consider the last phrase of verse 12, we could understand it as saying, don't be surprised if it, as if something unusual were happening to you. The word you is plural, so hard times happen to us all. Granted, hard times happen to every human being, but we can understand that Christians must go through fiery ordeals that test us. I think it is better to suffer for a little while than to suffer for eternity. So know that the fiery ordeal comes to us. It happens to us. So let's look at what the fiery ordeal is for a moment. The fiery ordeal has the same idea as a goldsmith or silversmith purifying metal over a hot fire. The refiner's fire is intense. It melts away impurities. It requires time. It requires the attention of the smith. Now, there have been many times in my life where it seems that I have been alone in hard times, but the reality of the matter is that God was with me through the fire, because he was the only one that could determine when the fiery ordeal accomplished its purpose. Purpose? You mean to tell me that the fiery ordeals have a purpose? Looking in Romans 5, we can understand the purpose of fiery ordeals based on what is said about affliction. In verses 3 and 4 of Romans 5, it says, and not only that, but we also boast in our afflictions, because we know that affliction produces endurance. Endurance produces proven character, and proven character produces hope. The word translated as affliction means an oppressive state of physical, mental, social, or economic adversity. By this definition, persecution is included in fiery ordeal, but there are other things that can be included. Financial troubles, pandemics, diseases, social upheaval, crises, depression, grief, and so on and so forth. And the fiery ordeal is a testing as well. He uses fiery ordeals to test us like a goldsmith test or proves the purity of the metal. Psalm 66:10 says, "For you, God, tested us. You refined us as silver is refined." In Zechariah 13:9, it says, "I will put this third through the fire. I will refine them as silver is refined and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is our God." Look at the results of the testing. In James 1:2-4, we can see those results. It says, "Consider it a great joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you experience various trials, because you know the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its full effect, that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing." Folks, we need to understand that the fiery ordeal matures us. It is not meant to put us down, to kill us, or destroy us. The fiery ordeal teaches us to rely upon God. It teaches us to depend on Jesus. It makes us more like Jesus. The fiery ordeal purifies us. It doesn't matter what the trial is or how the hardship comes. It purifies us. God uses it as a silversmith or a goldsmith uses the fire to purify the gold. Now, here's what I want you to understand. The way that the goldsmith in those times knew that the gold was ready to come out of the fire is when he could see his reflection in the gold. And so the Lord uses those trials to make us like him. And as we go through the trial, as we become more like Jesus, the Lord, when he sees his face in us, knows that it is time to remove us from the fire. So don't give up. Don't give up in the hardship. Don't give up in the fire trial. Make no mistake about it. It is getting more difficult to be a follower of Christ, and it will get worse. However, it is a blessing. Verses 13 and 14 of 1 Peter 4, and we'll look at it more in depth later. But it says, "Instead, rejoice as you share in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may also rejoice with great joy when his glory is revealed. If you are ridiculed for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rest on you." So we are told to rejoice. Rejoicing in hard times is the opposite of what we want to do. What we want to do when we're going through hardship is we want to complain. We want to snap at other people. We want to have a woe is me type attitude. We want to whine about it. The Lord, though, tells us to rejoice as we share in the sufferings of Christ. He tells us that we are blessed if we are ridiculed for the name of Christ. Now, we don't have time to unpack verses 13 and 14 today, but we'll look at it later. But until then, don't give up. Press on. If the Lord leads you to it, he will by all means lead you through it. And so I want you to understand today that the Lord uses difficult times for our good. We know that the Lord told us that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. So folks, if you love the Lord, if you've responded to his call to salvation, if you are in the Lord, if you're saved, he is going to use every situation for your good. Not just the good situations, but especially those fiery ordeals he'll use to make you more like Jesus. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you for the encouragement that comes through your word. And may you be blessed today in us and through us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.